Thank you very much, Mr. McGuire. We do appreciate your being with us today, knowing full well that because of the state of your health, you have not yet returned to your office. We are delighted, however, to know that you have made such rapid recovery from your recent illness. To bring greetings from Dr. Tigert's alma mater, and because we have such a distinguished visitor on the campus today when we engage in football with Vanderbilt, we have the pleasure of having with us Dr. Madison Surratt, Vice Chancellor Emeritus of Vanderbilt University. Dr. Surratt is a native of South Carolina. He took his undergraduate work at Cornell University and served on the faculty of Vanderbilt University for 45 years as professor of mathematics, later head of the department and dean. He became vice chancellor, and even though he is in retirement as vice chancellor, he still carries an active title with that fine university as dean of alumni. It is indeed a pleasure to present to you Dr. Madison Surratt.
President, Dr. Tigert, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. Perhaps my best contribution, and maybe should be my only contribution to this occasion, is to read a resolution passed by the Vanderbilt Board of Trust at its semi-annual meeting 1 week ago today. Resolve that the members of the Board of Trust of Vanderbilt University record their appreciation of the outstanding service rendered by Dr. John H. Tigert in the cause of education through his distinguished career, and commend the University of Florida for the honor it is bestowing upon its former president in the dedication of the John J. Tigert Hall. This resolution was passed by the board and is signed by Harold Vanderbilt, president of the Board of Trust, Harvey Branscombe, chancellor of the university. Let me take a little time to call your attention to the significance of this resolution. And like all emeritus men, I have to go back a few years. Incidentally, an alumnus of Vanderbilt said to me after the paper carried the story that I had been promoted to the position of Vice Chancellor Emeritus. He said, "I see where they've honored you at Vanderbilt with a new title, Emeritus." And Dr. Tigert, I'm sure you're accustomed to this Emeritus. And he added, of course, that it was well deserved and should have been added years ago. At the close of the Civil War, there was a bishop of the Methodist Church in Tennessee who knew that the future of this war-worn country lay in future leadership. And he determined to erect an institution of learning for that purpose. As you know, the South was completely impoverished, and there was not in Tennessee or anywhere else in the South money to undertake this institution. And to be brief, as I must, he won the interest of Commodore Vanderbilt of New York. Now, history records very often the things that men do when their wives really deserve the credit. Mrs. McTeer and Mrs. Vanderbilt were cousins. They had raised together. They'd grown up together in Mobile. One married the man who was to become bishop, and we thought Pope of the Methodist Church, and the other, the great financier. And in the course of trying to raise money for this new school, the bishop developed a cough, and he had to go to New York to a specialist, and he had to stay at the home of his cousin, Mrs. Vanderbilt. And as a result of that visit, he came home with his cough cured and $1 million to build the university. Now, the significant thing is that those two families, the families of Bishop McTeer and of Cornelius Vanderbilt, have continued their interest in that university today, and this resolution is about the grandson of the bishop and signed by the grandson of the founder. So I think that is a rather unique, significant thing in American education. Let me say that Vanderbilt hopes that that interest of the education and the financial will continue for many years to come. Dr. Tigard was born on the campus, grew up there, played with the faculty children, and after preparing at Webb School, entered the university, and was what we call a well-rounded leader. It's been my observation that sometimes a well-rounded man has a little short radius on the scholarship side, but not so with Tigard. His scholarship was outstanding, and he won a Phi Beta Kappa and a Rhodes Scholarship, the first Rhodes Scholarship from Tennessee to Oxford. In the field of student life, he was a Phi Delta Theta, and I'm sure was accused of dirty rushing like all good college men are during their careers. And that interest was sustained. Not only his scholarship, but his student life interest, I think, has been continued throughout his life. And then there was the other leg of the three-leg stool of college life, athletics. He was captain of the freshman football team. He served 3 years on the varsity, was captain-elect his senior year. And Grantland Rice and other people able to judge placed him as All-Southern. And today he would sit on the Vanderbilt bench as a football immortal, except for his respect for the University of Florida. I'd hate to put him to that test. In the Southeastern Conference, where I have served many years since its founding, I want to call attention again to the, as already has been done, to his distinguished service there. As president of one of the universities, he saw with that good judgment of his that college presidents had to take the consequences of the football policies of an institution, and they'd better have a hand in it. And so he was the founder, actually, of the Southeastern Conference, with two great changes which have been so important in the history of athletics in this country. One, that the presidents of the colleges were the voting members of the conference. The athletic coaches, the faculty chairmen were present and had their functions, but the vote was cast by the president. He was to have a voice in the policy and in the control, because the alumni would take out of his hide whatever happened anyway. And that was a very significant change. The other was to bring order out of chaos and to bring honesty in the place of subterfuge. The conference, through his leadership, adopted this plan. He and the conference were abused by the press, and he has lived to see his idea become the one accepted by most of the conferences in the United States, and I believe ultimately will be the law of the national organization. So it is my very great pleasure to come as a personal friend and one who has supported Dr. Tigard in athletics and has followed him in his administration and education from his alma mater, and to say to you that we are as proud of him as you are, and that I personally want to commend him for my knowledge of him of many years as a man not only of knowledge, but of wisdom, of judgment, of character, and of courage to see these things prevail. You honor this institution when you name this building for him, and we share in that honor. A university has no other light than the light shed by its alumni, and Dr. Tigard has been one of the sources of Vanderbilt's pride of accomplishment in the field of education. And in the name of Vanderbilt University, therefore I salute Dr. Tigard and this great university, your illustrious son, and our beloved student.
Thank you very much, Dr. Surratt. While this was not a basis for selecting the Floridians who appear on our program this morning, I believe it's rather significant that all three are native sons of Florida. And now I have the pleasure of presenting to you the Honorable J.J. Daniel of Jacksonville, Florida, a graduate of Princeton, but received his law degree from the University of Florida. Following his graduation here, he engaged in the practice of law in Jacksonville, where he has enjoyed a distinguished career in the legal profession. Then during the last year, he was asked to assume the presidency of one of the largest real estate and mortgage companies in America. And this firm he now heads in Jacksonville. He was appointed to the Board of Control in 1958 and is now entering upon his second year as chairman of that distinguished body, which renders such great and unselfish service to the state of Florida in the field of higher education. And no one could ask for a more capable and understanding member of a governing board. It is a real pleasure, therefore, to present a former student while Dr. Tigert was president of the University of Florida, the distinguished chairman of the Board of Control, Mr. J.J. Daniel.
Mrs. Tigert, Dr. Tigert, President Wright, and distinguished guests, I am indeed privileged to have a part in these ceremonies this morning. As a student at the university during the administration of Dr. Tigert, I knew the respect and the admiration and the affection that all of us had for him. Even though he was our president, we felt that he was one of us, and his interest in our welfare was unfailing. As an alumnus of the University of Florida, I am grateful for the contribution that his administration has made in the history of this university. The link of the administration of President Tigert will always be one of the strongest links in the chain of the distinguished history of this great university. And so, Dr. John, as a junior chairman to a senior president emeritus, I bring you the warm congratulations of every member of the Board of Control, and I want you to know that we are proud to have a part in this occasion. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Daniel. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I shall direct my remarks directly to Dr. Tigert. Dr. John J. Tigert, distinguished son of Tennessee, scholar, educational statesman, and molder of men, you gave to this university your finest efforts and talents for a period of 19 years. In recognition of the outstanding contribution you made as president of the University of Florida, and above all because we love and admire you, I have the honor of declaring that henceforth this beautiful building will proudly bear your name. Will you please stand, sir? And Mrs. Tigert, will you please stand? We are delighted to have with us today the daughter and son of Dr. and Mrs. Tigert. She'd like to now ask Mary Jane Rivas to stand with her sons Mark and Holland. And also, we should like for John J. Tigert V, Mrs. Tigert, and their son James to stand. We're indeed happy to have other members of the Board of Control present. I should like to recognize Mr. James Love of Quincy, former chairman of the Board of Control. Mr. Joe Hayes of Winter Haven. And Mr. Kendrick Guernsey of Jacksonville. We also have in our audience a distinguished Dean Emeritus, Provost Emeritus of Agriculture, who I wish to recognize not only for that, but more particularly because he was acting president of this institution for a short period of time, Dean H. Harold Hume. There are so many of our former faculty members and staff in the audience, I wish that time permitted to introduce all of them. I should like to recognize former president of the Florida State Senate, a great citizen of Gainesville, a loyal alumnus of the University of Florida, the Honorable William A. Shand. And our present fine senator, who has done so much in representing this county, the Honorable J. Emery in Perrin Red Cross. I do not believe that Mr. Turlington, Mr. Fagan are present. I believe they have mentioned they had other engagements. Before calling upon the Reverend U.S. Garden for the benediction, I should like to inject something in the program that is not shown on the printed program. We're delighted to have the members of the Phi Delta Theta fraternity, who are just across the street, catacornered here, who have joined us this morning and wish to participate in closing this ceremony by singing one of their fraternity songs in honor of their beloved fellow member, Dr. Tiger. Will you gentlemen please take over? Thank you very much for joining in this ceremony. I do see a former student and a former member of the Board of Control, Mr. William Dial of Orlando. And will Dr. J. Bard Culpepper, also a former student, executive director of the Board of Control, please stand. We're always happy to have it occasions such as this, and he's always present, even when I'm not president, our distinguished Vice President, Dr. Harry Philpott.
Mr. President, will you recognize Klein Graham? He did a lot of these things.
Excuse me, and thank you, Dr. Tigard. I am delighted to see Klein Graham, retired business manager of the university, who has done so much for this institution. We're delighted to have you, Mr. Graham. As I said, I wish it were possible to introduce ever so many of you. Immediately following this ceremony, and so that there will be no delay, Mrs. Wrights and I and Dr. and Mrs. Tigard we'll adjourn to the second floor of the administration building at the entrance of the president's office, and we welcome all of you there to greet Dr. and Mrs. Tigard, enjoy some slight refreshments, and if you will approach the second floor by going in at the end of this stairway and to your right, rather than attempting to go this way, you will be blocked at this end. If you will go to your right and approach, we would appreciate it. And now I shall recognize for the benediction the Reverend U.S. Garden.
May the Lord watch between me and thee when we are absent one from another. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you and lift upon you the light of his countenance and grant you peace and proud to do his will now and always. Amen.